今天我要坐着讲道。
Sorry, I have to sit down to preach.
长话短说，二十一号主日完讲完道，第二天我就因为胃出血，就上吐血、下吐血、下泄血。
To make a long story short, the day after the Sunday, 21st, after the sermon, I got home and actually had severe bleeding. Was vomiting blood and
那就急救车来把我运到医院去了。
So the emergency 911 came and took me to the hospital.
所以第二天二十三号就胃科医生就给我把洞补起来，胃里面的破洞补起来了。
So on the 21st, the GI doctor was able to fix the holes in my stomach.
对，然后化验报告昨天前天出来，就是说他确认不是因为细菌感染造成的胃出血，而是药物的副作用流血。
So then, the day before yesterday, the exam report came out, and test report says it was not due to infections from bacteria, but it was due to the drug reaction.
那这是第二次发生，三年前也发生过一次。
So that was the second time. The first time was 3 years ago.
那现在大概需要两个月来慢慢造血，现在是贫血，所以头会昏的。
So I'm severely anemic right now, because of the blood loss. So it takes time about 2 months to recover the.
女生造血快，男生造血慢。
So females can recover their blood loss a little faster than males.
所以现在是老白脸。
So that's why you look, I look pale.
对，好，这个解释完了。我们今天来继续讲我这一阵子一直给大家交通的福音的奥秘。
So that explanation aside, I'm going to continue with our theme, the mystery of the gospel.
请我们打开圣经。
So let's turn our Bible to
以赛亚书九章六到七节。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 9, we'll read 6 to 7.
我这样讲，后面听得见吗？
Can you guys hear us on the back?
Yes. 那里也听得见。好。我跟翻译的姐妹轮流把这两节念一次，大家注意看。
We'll take turn reading from the pulpit.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
我们第二处的圣经来看马太福音。
The second passage is in the book of Matthew.
第一章第一节。
Matthew 1:1.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙（括号后裔子孙原文是儿子），耶稣基督的家谱。
The record of the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
三章二节。
Matthew 3:2.
三章二节。
Matthew 3:2.
很简单一句话，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
This is a very simple passage. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
好，我们再回头看二章。
Now let's return to chapter 2.
从第一节念到第六节。
We'll read from verse 1-6.
当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹大的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说。第二节。
Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
叙利王听见了，就心里不安，耶路撒冷合成的人也都不安。
Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born.
第六节是吧？第五节，他们回答说，在伯利恒，犹大的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说。
And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler.Who will shepherd my people Israel?
我们在读同样的马太福音。
We'll continue to read from the book of Matthew.
二十一章。
Chapter 21.
二十第五节。
Verse 5.
二十一章第五节。
Chapter 21, verse 5.
要对西安的居民说，看那。你的王来到你这里是温柔的又骑着驴就是骑着驴驹子你读英文
Okay. Say to the daughter of Zion Behold your king is coming to you gentle and mounted on a donkey even on a colt the foal of a beast of burden
好我们再看二十五章三十一节
25:31.
当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
But when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne.
好，最后我们读马太二十七章。
The last verse will be from Matthew 27.
从这个哦，这样我们二十七章读十一节这一节，二十七章。
Matthew 27:11。
耶稣站在巡抚面前，巡抚问他说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”耶稣说：“你说的是。
”Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor questioned him, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus said to him.It is as you say.
好，最后我们读约翰福音十八章。
And lastly, from John 18.
约翰福音十八章三十三节到三十七节。
John 18, from verse 33-37.
对。比拉多又进了衙门，叫耶稣来，对他说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”
Jesus answered, "Are you saying this on your own initiative?" Or did others tell you about me?
比拉多说，我岂是犹太人呢？你本国的人和祭司长把你交给我，你做了什么事呢？
Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm.
我们一起念三十七节。
Therefore,
比拉多就对他说：“
him,
这样你是王吗？”耶稣回答说：“
you say
你说我是王，
我此而生，也为此来到世间，
特为真理做见证。凡说真理的人，就听我的话。”好，好。我想，我们每一个基督徒。信主了以后，我们有的时候有一个错觉。
I think every Christian, after we believe in the Lord, we tend to have one misconception.
因为我们听到的福音告诉我们，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生爱子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Because the gospel that we've heard is that, like John 3:16, for God so loved the world that whoever believes in that he give his only begotten son that whoever believes him and shall not perish but have everlasting life.
借着神的恩典我们相信了这个福音。
By God's grace, we believed in this gospel.
我们也得着了主的生命。
We also received the life from God.
主的赦免。
His forgiveness.
他的圣灵与我们同在。
And in the presence of his Holy Spirit with us.
基本上我们有一个印象 我们得救了。
So we are under the impression that we're saved.
我们基本上没有问题，将来不会下地狱了。
We know pretty sure that we are not going to go to hell.
我们死了就可以上天堂了。
Once we die, we're going to go to heaven.
差不多我们对福音的基本认识大概就停留在这一个点上。
That's very much our basic understanding of gospel.
我们也乐意有的时候跟你的亲戚朋友传一点福音。
And we're often happy to spread this gospel to our friends and relatives.
我们就非常的满足，非常的快乐，我们在地上就过我们的日子。
And so we're satisfied by that and living on this earthly life happily.
有没有错？
Is there anything wrong with this?
当然，在这个福音的这个认识上，没有任何的问题。
There's no issue regarding the understanding of the gospel.
但是呢，到底这个福音天大的好消息，我们可以因信称义，将来可以不下地狱上天堂，难道这就是耶稣来到地上救我们的目的吗？
But is that the sole purpose of Jesus's coming to the earth for saving us? That so that we could be saved and so that in the future we will not go into hell but go to heaven instead?
显然这个里面有一些东西好像缺乏。
It seems like something is missing here.
也就是说福音的目的是什么？
What is really the purpose of gospel?
到底神花这么大的代价，借着他的儿子，要在这个地上走一趟，被人羞辱，然后走上十字架，要死，要埋葬，要复活。虽然最后是喜剧，但是难道真的要付这么大的一个代价吗？
Why did God pay such a heavy price to let His Son come down to the earth to be insulted and like really hurt by people and then went on the cross and bled, buried, and then rose again. Of course, in the end, it was a good story, good ending, but it was such a huge price that he had paid.
你换位想一想，如果是你的儿子，你愿意这样干？
If you put yourself into God's shoes, would you do the same thing for your own son?
我想我们会有，你如果是有一个正常思维的脑袋，你不会做这件疯狂的事情。
I don't think you would do such crazy things if you have a normal thinking, the way of thinking.
因为这太不符合人性了。
Because that's just counter human nature.
可是今天神愿意为着他这个他用尘土造的人付这么样的一个高的代价，他总有一个崇高的目的吧。
But today, God is willing to pay such a heavy price for the people that He made from dust. There gotta be a good, higher purpose.
所以刚刚我让弟兄姊妹念了一系列的圣经。
So the passages that I let the brothers and sisters read.
从旧约的以赛亚书开始，一直引到新约的马太福音跟约翰福音。
From Isaiah in the Old Testament to Matthew and John in the New Testament.
我要让大家看到有一条线。
I want you to see this one thread.
你刚刚读的时候有没有察觉那条线是什么？
Did you realize that thread when you were reading the scriptures?
耶稣是王，对了。
Jesus is king.
耶稣是王。
Jesus is king.
这个点是我们在所有信主的人身上，我们最多有一个模糊的概念，但是我们并没有深深的去了解这四个字“耶稣是王”所代表的真正的含义是什么。
Jesus is King. This fact, a lot of times we just have a vague feeling and understanding concept in us, but oftentimes we don't have a very clear comprehension of what it means.
而有的基督徒对这一件事情有深入的一点去了解，但是造成的后果又是我们想象都没有想象到。
Some Christians dig a little deeper into this understanding of this phrase. However, the consequences may not be what we anticipate in the beginning.
一个在中国，一个在应该叫做什么日内瓦。
So one in China, one in Geneva.
你们知道在中国是谁吗？
Do you know who is that person in China?
洪秀全。
洪秀全。
你知道这个人吗？
Yeah.
他称耶稣是胞兄，他是耶稣的胞弟。
So he claimed that Jesus was his brother, and he is the younger brother of Jesus.
所以他就建了一个国，叫做太平天国。
So he established a kingdom called a kingdom of peace.
不是在中国搞得轰轰烈烈，搞所谓的农民起义，对吧？
It was a huge revolution in China at that time.
他打着这个太平天国的旗号，要征服当时的世界，来做中国的王。
So he using this kingdom of peace, he was like claiming that he was going to become the king of that kingdom, and so he was like really spreading his words in China.
变成一个笑话。
And it actually became a ridicule.
那西方呢，就是有一个有名的神学家叫做加尔文。
In the Western world, there's a famous theologian called Calvin.
他的神学观里头，整个的耶稣基督的救赎的这个部分没有问题的。
His theology regarding Jesus' salvation was all fine.
他完全相信，因信称义，耶稣是人类的救主。整个的论述是完全符合圣经的。
He believed in salvation by faith, and that part is all consistent with the Bible.
但是等到他来论述神的国怎么样来到人间。
But when he came to kind of describe how God's kingdom came down to the earth.
对，因为我们主耶稣教导我们的祷告里面有一段话。
The prayer that Jesus taught us said.
就是我们所谓主祷文，对吧
？The Lord's prayer.
有一段话
has
就是说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Our heavenly Father, hallowed be that name.
第二句话呢
？What's the second sentence?
愿你的国降临。愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Thy kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这是我们基督徒大部分都会听过，而且会背的。
So this is the Lord's prayer. Many Christians have heard, and we can even recite.
刚刚那两句话里头有两个重点是耶稣要我们祷告的。
In the passage that we just read, the two important points that Jesus wanted us to pray about.
第一个愿，愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
第二个愿，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
The second may is may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以这里提到一个是国的问题，一个是旨意的问题。
So the first point is the kingdom. The second point is the will.
那么在加尔文的神学观里头，他论述这个神的国怎么降临到地上来。
So in Calvin's theology, when he described about how God's kingdom came to the earth,
他的理论很简单。
His theory was very simple.
如果今天所有的基督徒
，If all Christians today
能够把这个福音传到这个地上
，can spread the gospel to the world,
然后起来选议员，选参议员，选总统。那么，如果基督徒都可以在公这个地上的政府得到这些位置的话，自然而然怎么样？神的国就降临了。
And these Christians will rise to elect for the positions in the Congress, in the Senate.Or even the president, position of the president, then when all the Christians become, occupy these positions, then naturally God's kingdom has come to earth.
听懂了没有?
Do you understand that?
阁下认为如何?
What is your viewpoint? What do you think?
啊? 你认为这个论述可成立不成立？如果每一个基督徒都出来选举，都做了官，那么神的国当然就因着你们坐在官位上，那你们就可以让神的国、神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Do you think this theory will stand if all the Senate positions and Congress positions or President positions occupied by Christians, and that God's kingdom will come to the earth?
赞成的举手。
If you agree, raise your hand.
反对的举手。
And if you disagree, raise your hand.
我们还算有头脑的人。
I'm glad we all have a clear mind.
他相信他自己讲的这一套论述。
He believed in his own theory.
所以他就出来竞选日内瓦的市长。
So he went to run for the mayor of Geneva.
对，他选中。
And he got elected.
所以他就成为日内瓦市的市长。
So he became the mayor of Geneva.
你知道后来的结果是什么吗？
You know what was the consequence?
有一批人就跟着他一起出来当官了嘛。
So a group of Christians went out to become elected officials.
他好像立法就是基督教变成我们这个市的宗教。
So he got legislature to approve that like Christianity become the religion of that.Like country or group, yes.
对，然后因着这个法令
，and because of the law,
他就把所有跟这个他所信仰的这个宗教不一样的，通通打成一端。
All those who do not believe in his religion were accused of a cult.
那么后来激烈到一个程度，就杀了很多跟他信仰不一样的人。
So it became such an extreme, and he actually killed many who have different beliefs.
而且很多的事，基督徒只是信仰上跟他的看法不一样，也是被定为异教。
Even many Christians who are Christians, but they have slight differences in opinions in terms of the, you know, theological views, and they were also.Condemned as cults.
所以，你如果对这个这个主耶稣所传的这一个福音拉在人的手里，用你的观念、你的解释来执行所谓替天行道，你会闯大祸的。
So if you take God's kind of kingdom and put it in your own hands.And think you can rule like based on God's kingdom rules, and that's going to lead to severe dire consequences.
你知道现在香港正在发生什么事吗？
You know what's happening in Hong Kong right now?
啊，你们知道香港出大事啊？
You know Hong Kong is in big trouble right now.
我六月在中国问这些我。接触的基督徒，我说你们知道香港出大事，没有一个人知道的。
When I was in Hong Kong in June and asking my Christian friends, do you know there's big issues, problems in Hong Kong? None of them knew.
他们不知道是有很好的理由，因为完全封锁，你对外面什么也不知道。
They didn't know for good reason because the information was segregated and they didn't know.
除非你翻墙。
Unless you do VPN or something.
VPN,、yeah. 对对对，有人翻译 VPN 叫什么？你们知道吗？不是翻墙，佛跳墙。
Some people translate VPN as like Buddha jump the wall.
对。那现在越演越热了。
So now the riots in Hong Kong is getting worse.
百万人上街哈。
The millions of people went to.
所谓反送中这个法令法条。
It was some kind of against certain kind of regulation. I don't know.
哦，不知道没有关系。总而言之，香港人都起来了。
So Hong Kong people rose. Yeah.
你知道因为这个事情。香港的教会就大分裂。
So because of this, actually many churches, Christian churches, are in separation. Yeah.
在香港的
they divided,
几个大的教会，几千人的大教会，像浸信会，像这个这个叫什么？这个脑袋不会转了。几个，总而言之，几个上千人的大教会，因着这一件事，教会分裂，一千人离开教会，几百人留在教会，这种事情到处都发生。
Many churches in Hong Kong, those big churches, thousands of people, they because of these issues, they divided. Like some, including Baptist Church, Presbyterian Church, etc. They have millions, like thousands of people left and leaving behind, like hundreds of people. It happens a lot.
就这一件事。
Just this one thing.
教会就大分裂。
And church divided.
留下来的人是认为我们要支持政府。
Some those who remained are in the believe that they will support the government.
那离开的人说，我们要为公理来争辩。
So those who left claimed that they wanted to fight for truth.
所以到底应该怎么样？
So what should they do?
如果这个事发生在 Bellevue， 请问诸位如何表达？
So if it happens in Bellevue, what would you do?
所以也有可能会分裂的。
So there's also not a possibility that a church would divide.
这就变成一个现代很现实的，面临到每一个基督徒生死存亡的问题了。
So that's a very realistic issue that impacts all Christians, life and death.
所以我只是把它提出来，这件事情已经正在发生。
So this is an ongoing problem that I'm raising it up to your attention.
这就检验我们每一个人的信仰，到底我们在信什么。
This is to test our faith. What exactly are we believing in?
对吧？那这些上街游行的人也是说，我们是不平则鸣。对的事情如果被做成错的，那我们每一个公民，我们都有一个权利来表达什么是对，什么是错。
So those protesters are saying, well, if something's unfair, we as citizens have the right to express our feelings and to express what we think is right or what's wrong.
我想这个时候就要逼着我们每一个基督徒重新来检查到底我们的信仰代表什么。
So this forces every Christian to examine our hearts and see what does our faith really represent.
如果我们的信仰仅仅就是罪得赦免，我们自己得救，将来可以上天堂，不要下地狱。那如果我们的信仰就是这一个层次的话，那我们可以有一种结论。
If our faith is just at the level thinking that I could saved and so that I won't go to hell, I will go to heaven when I die, then there's one consequence.
对吧？所以我们常常就会发现，我们的信仰到底是什么？我们就发现我们的认识非常的浅薄，不够深入。
We will realize our understanding is really very shallow. It doesn't go deep.
所以我们因为我们的信仰浅薄，所以我们的生活也变成非常的浅薄。
Because our faith is so shallow, our life is also very shallow.
等到保罗你来看这位基督徒他怎么样表达他自己的信仰的时候。
So when you look at how Paul expressed his own faith,
他到人生的快要结束的时候，他讲过三句伟大的话。
At the end of his life, he said three famous statements. He made three.
哪三句话？美好的仗打过了。
The good battle I've fought.
当跑的路跑尽了。
And the race that I have run.
当守的道守住了。
And I've kept the faith the way.
请问这三句话是躺在那里讲的呢，还是他一生的拼搏讲出来的？
Do you think he said these words in lying in bed, or do you think he said these words based on all his hard fighting and works.
他是一个消极的基督徒呢，还是一个积极的基督徒？
Is he a passive Christian or positive, active Christian?
诸位认为如何？
What do you think?
啊，当美好的仗打过了，
I fought the good battle.
所以他的一生是怎么样？充满征战的人。
So that means his life was filled with fighting and battle.
但是他并没有拿一枪一炮上马路去打吧。
But he didn't take any bullets or gun onto the street to fight, right?
他的书信里面说得很清楚，我们不是与属血气的征战，我们乃是与空中属灵气的恶魔征战，对吧？
It was clear from his letter that he said we were not fighting against the flesh and the blood on this earth, but we are fighting against the spiritual, the spirits in the spiritual realm.
刚刚我提到我这次胃大出血的事。
I just mentioned about my blood loss and the bleeding. My
我一生一共发生过四次。
So I've had this stomach ulcer bleeding four times altogether.
每一次都发生在大事要发生之前，要不然前一天，要不然前一个礼拜，都是非常非常的重要的事情要发生，他马上就在那一刻，嘣，就一枪打过来。
Every time it happened before an important event, a major event was about to occur.
那个 timing 是非常准的。
The timing was so precise.
撒旦知道什么事情要发生。
Because Satan knew exactly what was going to happen.
他就借着你的软弱一枪打过来。
So he make the shot, for your weakness.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so, dear brothers and sisters,
今天的基督徒过得太消极，为什么？
Today's Christians are living too passive a life.
因为我们对福音认识的不够深刻。
Because we don't have a deep enough understanding.
你如果真的认识这个福音，耶稣所带给我们这个福音是带给我们非常积极的人生，而不是一个消极的被动的人生，你我的生活要翻转，要翻转。
If you truly understand, Jesus gives us this gospel, good gospel is to have us live an active life, not the passive kind, then your life will be transformed.
好，那我们就回来看我们刚刚读的这一系列的圣经。
So let's come back to the passages that we read.
我们第一段所引用的是以赛亚书第九章。
The first passage from Isaiah chapter 9.
我们读的是六节七节。
We read from verses 6 and 7.
这是在主耶稣来之前800年的一个先知以赛亚的一个预言。
That was a prophecy given by Isaiah, like living at 800 years prior to
Jesus. 以色列正在一个大的危机当中。
It was in a major crisis of Israel.
他们的一个王叫做乌西亚，一个好王死掉了。
Just died.
而且是得大麻风死的。
King Uzziah was a good king, and he died of leprosy.
那，这个国家就来到一个极大的危机的面前。
So the nation came to a crisis.
那当时的属灵的以色列人属灵的光景也非常的不好。
And the spiritual situation of the Israelites were pretty bad also.
你如果去读这本书的头六章圣经，你就可以看得出来。
If you read the first six chapters of Isaiah, you would have understood.
好，在这样黑暗没有光、大家彷徨的时候，神就借着这一个仆人，向全犹太人，也向着全世界发了一个好消息，一个预言。
During this dark period of time, when people were wandering without light, without direction, God through Isaiah made this proclamation of good news to the world.
那这一段话他说什么？
What does this passage say?
有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名要称为奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
For a child will be born to us,A son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
他的政权与平安必增加无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国， 以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到什么永远，万军的耶和华热心必成就这事。
There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness.
这段话你看到什么？
Then on and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
这段话里面讲到将来有一个婴孩要赐给这个世界。
So it talks about a child will be given to this world.
这个孩子长大以后，
When the child is grown up,
第一个应许是什么？
The first promise is
政权必担在他的肩头上。
The government will rest on his shoulders.
所以你听到政权这两个字，
So when you hear the word government,
什么意思？
What does it mean?
好，他英文的翻译就是 government, 政府，对吧？
So the English translation is the government.
意思是他有管理的权柄。
That means it has the authority to govern.
他这个权柄建立在什么宝座上呢？
How is this governance established upon?
大卫的宝座。
It's on the throne of David.
那大卫的宝座，那犹太人就懂了，因为大卫是他们的王嘛，在古时候，在应该这个先知讲话的时候，在他之前大概200年。
So the Israelites will fully understand the throne of David because it was about like 200 years before Isaiah's time.
对吧？是不是？大卫，
yeah, yeah.
大卫离主耶稣1000年。
Yeah.
那么、
so、David,
以赛亚在耶稣前800年。
Right, David's time was like 1,000 years prior to Jesus' time, and Isaiah was 800 years prior.
所以犹太人知道谁是大卫。
So the Israelites knew who David was.
所以这个时候，他预言将来有一个婴孩要出生，他要坐在大卫的宝座上。然后呢，有多久？
So Isaiah prophesied that there would be a child born, and he was going to be sitting on the throne of David for how long?
永远。
He said forever.
所以这个是伟大的一个预言。
So that's a great prophecy.
那他有一个有四个名字。
So he got four names.
第一个名字叫做奇妙测试。
The first name is Wonderful Counselor.
第二个名字是全能的神。
And it's a mighty God.
第三句话是永在的父。
The third name is Eternal Father.
第四句话是和平的君。
And the fourth name is Prince of Peace.
需要我解释这四个 头衔吗？
Do you need me to explain these four titles?
他是奇妙的测试。
He's the wonderful counselor.
这个测试的意思就是谋士啊，就是说能够给你最好的建议，出最好的主意。
Someone who's going to be able to give you the best advice and suggestions.
对，那么他就是有谋略的人。
And he's the one with strategy.
他能够给你最奇妙的建议。
He can give you the wonderful suggestion.
对，他是全能的神。
He's the mighty God.
在他无所不能。
There's nothing that he cannot do.
他是永在的父，这句话怎么解释？
He is the eternal father. What does that mean?
他是永远的起头的另外一个翻译的话叫做 the father of eternity.
So eternal father, the other translation is father of eternity.
就永远是从他开始的。
That means the eternity initiated within him.
就是他是超越什么？
He was beyond and above eternity, above time.
超越时间的，对，我们都在时间的里头，我们受时间的限制，他不受时间的限制。
So we are all under the time, under the constraint of time, but he is not.
我们看事情，我们都是看眼前。
We always see just things right in front of us.
他看事情呢，看永远。
He sees eternity.
所以他的角度考虑的问题跟我们的观点完全不一样。
So he has an entirely different perspective.
和平的君。
And the Prince of Peace.
他是真正带给这个世界什么？真正的和平。
So he's the one who truly brings peace to this world.
你看我们这个世界天天叫和平，对吧？
So we always call for peace in this world.
但是这个世界没有一天有和平。
But there is not a single day of peace on this world.
因为我们人没有办法除掉那个战争、那个争斗的根本的原因在哪里，我们没有一个人能够解决，所以这个世界永远没有和平。
Because we cannot resolve the foundational reason for the conflicts and war.
他要带给整个的人类能够有真正的和平，他必须把那个和平的因真正的除掉，那个因是什么？罪。
So in order to get rid of, to really give peace to the world, one has to get rid of the basic, the foundational reason,
对吧？
That is sin.
如果罪不除掉，人与人之间的争斗永远不会消止。
If sin is not erased, the conflicts between people will never end.
这两天大新闻，在昨天的新闻最大的是什么？
The major news from yesterday was
El Paso, Texas.枪击案杀了二十个人。
There was another mass shooting in El Paso, Texas, and killing 20 people.
马上反对枪的人马上起来，马上说什么？要限制枪。
So again, those anti-gun violence people, they came to say it immediately. We gotta control. We gotta have control.
那你就要问另外一个问题，那些没有就是国家被限制枪的人没有杀人的事情吗？
Then you gotta ask the question: are those countries who actually can control guns,
一样有嘛？
Do they also have killing?
你说
yes, of course there is.
能够防止杀这二十个人，只要把枪控制住了，二十个人就不会死吗？
Do you think if we control the guns and those 20 people wouldn't have
died? 你未免太天真了，对不对？
That's pretty naive thinking.
枪并不杀人，杀人的是什么？是人，人拿了枪杀人呢。
Gun doesn't kill people; it's the people.Who hold the guns kill people.
所以人只是讲治标，永远没有办法讲治本。
So we often talk about the superficial things, and we can never deal with the root problem.
所以这一段两节圣经是非常重要的一个宣告。
So these two verses are important proclamations.
人在罪恶的黑暗捆绑的里头。
We are in the bondage of sin.
我们做罪恶与死亡的奴隶。
We are enslaved by sin and death.
世界上所有许多的君王搞当年没有上台之前都是搞革命的，对不对？
There's so many kings in this world, and before they rose to their prominence, they were doing revolutionary work.
所以他上台了，他成功了。
That's why they rose, they succeeded, and they came to power.
然后你会发现什么事情？历史告诉我们。
Then history tells us.
他骂前面的那一个朝代黑暗、腐败、贪污。
They will condemn the kingdom before them as dark and corrupt and terrible, and they become.
他揭竿而起。
So they started the revolutionary work.
老毛说：“枪杆子出政权。”
And Chairman Mao said the power comes from the gun.
所以后面这一代揭竿起来，就把前面那一个朝代推翻掉了。
So that next generation rose up to fight against and turned over the previous government.
照进化论的推论，应该每一个朝代越来越怎么样？应该更好吧？
So according to the evolutionary theory, then the next generation should be better.
事实是什么？
The kingdom should be better, but the fact is.
非常黑暗。
It's the same darkness.
不管你用什么神话来骗忽悠老百姓，这些理论都是治标不治本的。
No matter what theories you try to deceive the common people, but all those theories are only dealing with the superficial surface problems and not the root problem.
所以一代一代都是这样过来，都被这些所谓的政治家忽悠去了。
So generation after generation, we're all deceived by these politicians.
但是在这里告诉我们，神要给我们一个真正的君王，他能够拿到神赐给他的政权，他要把这个真正的和平带到这个地上来。
Here God tells us He will give us a real king. He will give, He will receive the government given by God and truly bring peace to the world.
所以这是我们每一个基督徒今天得救的原因。
That is the reason every Christian is saved today.
但是我们懂他在做什么吗？这个王。
But do we truly understand what this king is doing?
我们只懂了一个表面。
We only understand it superficially.
今天罪得赦免，将来不下地狱，后天上天堂。
Today my sin is today I'm saved, and tomorrow I won't go to hell, and the day after tomorrow I can go to heaven.
你忘记了什么？
What have you forgotten?
耶稣说你要跟随我。
Jesus said, follow me.
耶稣说你要做我的门徒，你就得怎么样？背起自己的十字架，干嘛？舍己跟从我。
Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, then you need to take up your cross, give up yourself and follow me.
不是 give up yourself, 是 deny yourself
and follow me.
是否定你的自己。
You gotta, yeah, deny yourself and follow me.
这个否定自己是我们最关键的地方。
Denying yourself is the key.
这个是我们不愿意干
的。That's what we usually don't want.
每一个基督徒说：“主啊，你来帮助我。”
Every Christian will say, "God, please help me."
我今天没有这个，求你给我这个。
I don't have A, please give me A.
我明天我需要那个，求你给我那个。
Tomorrow I need B, please give me B.
耶稣是你的小听差。
God is like your assistant.
是你的摇钱树。
Like your money maker machine.
对不对？说来说去就是耶稣为你服务的。
So one way or another is just like Jesus serves you.
对，你是主，他是仆人。
Like you are the master and he's the servant.
这是每一个基督徒最大的毛病。
This is the major problem of our Christians.
因为我们不认识到底这个福音干嘛的。
Because we don't understand what gospel is for.
如果你真的懂这个福音是干嘛的，你要跳起来的。
So if you truly understand what a gospel is about, you would jump up.
所以你会发现，刚刚我带大家读马太福音。
So you realize, I just let you to read the verses in Matthew.
第一节，马太一章一节。
Matthew 1:1 says.
他开宗明义告诉这个世界。
Clearly tells the world.
也就是回应那个以赛亚的预言。
So this is to respond to the prophet of Isaiah.
耶稣是谁
？Who is Jesus?
他耶稣有两个身份。
There are two positions of Jesus.
第一
First,
亚伯拉罕的儿子
Abraham, the son of Abraham.
第二大卫的儿子
Son of David.
什么意思
What does that mean?
亚伯拉罕的儿子是谁照肉身来讲
Who is the son of Abraham according to flesh?
啊以撒
Isaac was the son of.
可是现在到了新约的眼光的时候，从属灵来讲，圣灵要指给我们看，耶稣所扮演的角色是亚伯拉罕那个儿子以撒所代表的。
The from the perspective of the New Testament and in the spiritual realm, Jesus was talking about the.God is talking about Jesus' role is just like the son of Abraham.
那我们就要想到以撒的故事是什么。
So that brings us to the story of Isaac.
他本来的亚伯拉罕本来的儿子叫做以斯玛利。
Abraham had a son called Ishmael.
但是结果神说不是。
But God says that's not the son that I want to give you.
我要给你的是另外一个儿子。
The son I want to give you is different.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
我讲过给你们听的，就是你们都大概都还给我了。
Yeah, I have told you before, and yeah.
凭血气生的，那就是以斯玛利。
So Ishmael was born through flesh and blood.
也就是说人的聪明人的本事你能够干出来的事情最好最好你能够得到的就是叫做以实玛利。
That is, if you, based on the human intelligence and human wisdom, the best that we can accomplish is Ishmael.
对吧？那以撒呢？
What about Isaac?
以撒跟以实玛利的差别在哪里？
The difference between Isaac and Ishmael.
这第一，他是凭应许生的，是神曾经老早告诉他将来会有一个儿子，只是他没有领会而已。
Is that he is the promised son. God had told Abraham years ago that he was going to have a son, but he didn't understand.
结果 才会发生以实玛利的故事。
And that's why Ishmael's story occurred.
那什么叫做以撒呢？
But what is Isaac?
是他跟他老婆都不可能生的时候。
This son, Isaac, was born after he and Abraham and his wife stopped the childbearing age, went beyond the childbearing
age. 以撒生的时候，亚伯拉罕几岁？
How old was Abraham when Isaac was born?
100.
He was 100 years old.
那个老婆呢？
And the wife?
90.
Was 90 years old.
所以100岁跟90岁能生儿子吗？
So can an 100-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman make a child?
没门儿。
There's no way.
对吧？根本不可能。
That's not possible.
但是神说我要给你一个。
But God said, I will give you a son.
他果然就怎么样？生了。
And indeed, he got a son.
这个代表什么？
What does that represent?
100% 是什么？是神的能力。
It's 100% by the power of God.
是神的应许。
It's God's promise.
而不是出于人的意思，也不是出于人的本领。
It's not about man's power or man's will.
所以也就是说，这件事情完全必须出于神自己的工作。
That means this thing was 100% of God's work.
所以耶稣基督的降生。
So Jesus' birth.
就是根据这个原则。
Is based on this principle.
他是怎么会生出来的？
How was he born?
啊，童贞女玛利亚怀孕生子，从人来讲，可能吗？
It was conception by a virgin Mary. From human's perspective, is that possible?
这是不可能，也不合乎科学。
It's not possible, and it's not scientific.
但是神说有。
But God said there is.
会有一个儿子，
you will have a son.
是从童贞女生的。
And a son born from a virgin.
你这个脑袋能通得过吗？
can pass through your mind?
通不过的嘛。但是神说有，你就要接受什么？有，就跟神当年对亚伯拉罕说，你明年这个儿子要生个儿子，你跟你老婆，他说哪有这种事。
But God said yes, then you have to accept it. Just like when God said to Abraham, said, next year, you and your wife will have a son. And Abraham said, how can it be?
所以我要给他一个词，这种情形叫做神机，对吧？
So that kind of situation can be summarized by the word miracle.
什么叫做神机？
What is miracle?
你做得出来就不是神机。
If you can do it, then that's not miracle.
听得懂吗？ Yes. 你做得出来，我做得出来就不是神机。
So if you can do it, I can do it, then that's not a miracle.
必须是超过人的能力，完完全全是出于神，这个叫做神迹。
It has to be beyond human power, and it's completely by God's power, and that's a miracle.
这是第一个原则。
So that's the first principle.
第二个原则。
And the second principle?
他是谁的儿子？
Whose son is he?
No.
Son of David.
大卫的儿子。
Son of David.
大卫的儿子照肉身来讲是谁？
Who is
所罗门，对吧？那现在耶稣来了，耶稣那圣灵就告诉马太，你要写他是大卫的儿子。
So the Holy Spirit tells Matthew that you need to write down he is the son of David.
代表什么？
What does that represent?
大卫有好多儿子。
David has many sons.
但是只有一个儿子坐在他的宝座上。
But there's only one son sitting in his throne.
那个人是谁？
Who is he?
所罗门。
Solomon.
对吧？ 但是他坐在大卫宝座上几年？
But King Solomon was only sitting on the David's throne for how long?
40.
40 years. Only 40 years.
他的帝国就结束。
And his kingdom was over.
但是这里神说什么？
But here God says,
你有一个儿子要坐在你的宝座上直到永远。
You will have a son sitting on the throne of David forever.
哦，这就不一样了吧。
So that's different.
那这个，所以马太福音第一个家谱出来了，第一章第就是一个家谱。
So, the opening of the book of Matthew is the genealogy.
神对大卫说，将来你有一个儿子要坐在你的宝座上直到永远，这句话是哪一年说的？
God, when did God say to David, like, you will have a son sitting on your throne forever? When was that?
就是大卫要起义为耶和华建殿的时候说的。
That was when David had the idea of building a temple for the Lord.
那主神就说你不能为我建殿，我要你的儿子为我建殿，因为你流人血太多。
But God at that time told him, no, you cannot build a temple for me. I need your son to build the temple because your hand was full of blood.
那神就同时讲了这句预言的话，将来我要建立你的家，而且你的种要坐在你的宝座上直到永远。
And so at the same time God told David that I will establish your a household and I establish your kingdom and so in the future your seed will sit on the throne of David forever.
这件事情等了多久？
How long did it happen?
一千年。
So it took 1,000 years.
等了一千年后这个预言就实现了。
It took 1,000 years before this prophet was realized.
所以才有那个第一章的家谱，你如果好好仔细去读，这样子这么长的家谱是有原因的。
That's why there are the long genealogy recorded in the chapter 1 of Matthew.
所以你就知道四本福音书第一本马太开宗明义告诉你福音的目的。
So the, among the four gospels Matthew the first one open like in the beginning start with telling you the clear purpose of Jesus.
那这个福音的目的是什么？请说。
And what's the purpose of gospel?
啊，耶稣来世上上十字架是他的目的吗？
Is Jesus' purpose to go to the cross when he come to the earth?
啊，他来上十字架不是他的目的。
He went to the cross itself is not a purpose.
上十字架是到让他达到最后目的的什么方法？
It's a means to an end.
是那条道路。
It's the way.
但是十字架本身不是福音的目的。
But cross itself is not the end.
目的是什么？
The purpose is.
讲到现在听懂了没有？福音的目的乃是他的儿子来做王。
So the purpose of gospel is that his son comes to be the king.
而且这个王跟地上所有的王怎么样？完全不一样。
And this king is entirely different from all the kings on earth.
他来要把真正的和平带下来。
He comes to bring true peace to the world.
而他达到和平的手段不是借着什么？枪炮。
The way he brings down peace is not by guns and powder.
也不是根据选票。
It's not by ballots.
现在政权有两种方式，一种就是枪杆子出政权。
So no, you know, government got established by two means. One is by guns.
一个方法呢？
The other
选票
is by ballot.
对吧？今天世上的制度就是两种制度，要不然就是搞枪炮的革命，要么就是用选票革命，这样来建立一个所谓的政权。
That's what's happening in this world today by either guns or ballots.
但是这个王是来怎么样？
But this king came.
他怎么达到他的国，达到他的政权，坐在他的宝座上？
To realize his kingdom and his government through
怎么说？啊？第一，你要相信他在十字架上的这个救赎，对吧？
Through number one, his salvation on the cross.
这样，你跟这位神就建立了什么？一个关系了。
If you believe that and you establish a relationship with this God,
这个关系有什么重要？
And what's the importance of this relationship?
老天啊，这个关系有什么重要？
What's the importance of this?
你跟他建立的关系是你跟他联合，你跟他得着一个生命的关系。
Once you have this relationship with him, you are united with him in this life.
这个国都是他的什么人？
This kingdom are made up of people.
都是他的神的儿子，也是耶稣基督的兄弟。
Who are all God's sons and the brothers of Jesus.
所以主耶稣才会有一天跟一个人叫尼哥底母讲一段非常重要的论述。
That's why Jesus, you know, made this very important dialogue with this person called Nicodemus one day.
记得吗？约翰福音第三章。
Do you remember from John 3?
有一天晚上，有一个犹太人的官，年纪很大了，来找耶稣，他的名字叫尼哥底母。
One night, an elderly Jewish Israelite officer came to find Jesus.
那这个论述是讲什么？
And what does this story tell?
人怎么样可以进神的国？
It's about how can a person go and get to the kingdom of God.
他是一个法利赛人。
Nicodemus was a Pharisee.
在宗教上他是一个有地位的人。
Religiously, he was a man of status.
用中国话来形容这个老先生叫做德高望重。
Yeah, in the Chinese word, he's highly esteemed.
他是人所看为的社会的贤达，是我们人的榜样。
So he's in the society, he was a model of citizen.
但他到了年老的时候，他就一直想一个问题：我到底死了以后能不能进神的国？
But he, as he is getting older, he was getting older. He kept thinking whether I could truly go.
这在他的脑子里面一直在盘旋。
That.Was lingering in his mind.
好不好？
Was that good?
好。
Yeah, that's.
他想到人生重要的问题，死了去哪里？
He was contemplating,
对吧？
The important question.
所以他就来找耶稣。
So he came to find Jesus.
因为他观察耶稣这个人跟别人不一样。
Because he noticed Jesus was different from others.
他行的神迹奇事，如果你不是从神来的，人不可能做的。
He made the signs and wonders, and it was, if that person was not from God, it could not be possible.
所以他来请教耶稣，
人
怎么可以进，如何进神的国？
Jesus, how can a man enter the
kingdom of God? 那耶稣跟他谈话谈了一大堆，基本的点是什么？
Conversation with him, and the basic point was:
人若不重生，不从水和圣灵生，就不能什么见神的国，也不能进神的国。
If you're not born again, if you're not born again by water and spirit, then you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
换而言之，
you cannot see God.
凡是从妈妈肚子里生出来的人都不能进神的国，对不对？简单讲就是这一句话。
All those who are born from your mother's womb cannot enter the kingdom of God.
我们中间有没有人不是从妈妈生的？请举手。
Anyone who was not born from the mother's womb?
有没有是从妈妈肚子里生的？举手。
All those who were born from mother's womb.
那你们不举手，你们从哪里出来？垃圾桶，垃圾桶捡来的。
So if you didn't raise your hand, where do you come from?
所以，凡是从妈妈肚子里生的都不能进神的国。这句话成不成立？
So all those who were born from a mother's womb cannot enter the kingdom of God.
我不管你是孔子，你是什么圣人，一样在神的眼中都是罪人。
Whether you're Confucian or someone else.In God's eyes, it's the same. You're a sinner.
你必须怎么样？从圣灵水重生。
You have to be born again by water and spirit.
那段讲话的里头还有一句重要的话。
There was another important phrase in that passage.
他说：“从肉身生的人就是肉身，从灵生的才是灵。”
So it says, those who born from flesh is flesh, and those born from spirit is spirit.
对，所以这两个境界是分得非常清楚。
So these are two clearly distinct realms.
这个神的国，这个天国，它的特性不是你我加在一起就是天国，就是神的国了，不是的。
God's kingdom, kingdom of heaven, is not a collection of individuals, kind of. Kingdom.
它必须是从灵生的才行。
It has to be the Spirit, you know, the born from the Spirit.
所以耶稣是怎么生的?
So how was Jesus born?
耶稣是从圣灵生的。
Jesus was born from the Holy Spirit.
那你我怎么生的?
So you and I were born by what?
如果你说你是从肉身生的，那你就是肉身。
So if you say you are born from flesh, then you're flesh.
他叫我们必须要从圣灵生，对不对？
God tells us we must be born again from the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
这一个天国，
so、
这一个耶稣所要掌权的这一个永远的国，
它
的基本特点必须是从，一起说，圣灵生。
So the eternal kingdom by Jesus has a basic characteristics, that is, we have to be born by the Spirit.
从这个意义上来讲，叫不叫革命？
So that, in that sense, it is a revolution as well.
啊？
Is it in a revolution?
你从中文的革命，英文 revolution 没有这个意思。
The English translation doesn't have that meaning of the Chinese translation.
英文 revolution 只是把它翻过来变一变而已，
like、you
对吧？
And you 对吧？ Changes.
但是中文革命，哎，这两个字有意思了。
But the Chinese translation is very interesting.
对共产党是杀人，这叫革命。
It's、basically like killing your life.
对不对？他要地主的命，要财主的命，就把他们革了，把他们的东西拿来抢来，给那这就是成功了。
So yeah, so in the days of the Communist Party, they killed those landlords and or
供他的产就成功了嘛，
yeah, so、
对吧？这不是耶稣讲的。
And, but that's not what Jesus was talking
耶稣讲的，你要重生。
God said, Jesus said you need to be born again.
你要背起自己的十字架，舍己跟从他。
You got to carry your own cross, deny yourself, and follow him.
他讲的东西是来到你的什么灵魂的深处了。
So what he's saying.It goes deep down to your soul.
要到你的灵魂的深处，把你整个的这个原来的属亚当的、属罪恶控制的这个生命，完全从里面脱胎换骨。
So from the deepest place of your soul, the part that was originally from Adam, the sinful nature.
所以我们
God wants us to be 100%
主把我们从信主一直留存留在这个世界到今天。
So since the day we believed in Jesus, God has kept us till today.
我们有一个责任是什么？
We have a responsibility, which is.
其实我们有两个责任。
We actually have two responsibilities.
哪两个责任？
What are those two responsibilities?
对自己来讲。
To ourselves.
从你信主那一天到你见主那一天这一段时间。
From the day you believed in the Lord until the day you see Jesus again.
你我有一个什么责任？
What is our responsibility?
把我们这个人从那个老旧的、属于肉体的、属于这个世界的那整套的东西怎么样？借着十字架与圣灵干嘛？把它致死。
To transform and put to death our old selves that.Old selves that are corrupt and in the sin.
因为在我们里面有双重生命，双重性格。
Because in us we have this dual characteristics, dual nature.
哪双重呢？
What are the two types?
一面你是老的那一套，对吧？
We have the old system.
一面你信主以后呢，又新接进来一个什么？新的耶稣的生命。
And after our salvation, we receive the new life from Jesus.
所以我们每个人里头有两样东西同时存在的。
So we each have these two systems within us.
所以我们的责任是什么？
So our responsibility.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He shall rise and he shall increase and I shall decrease.
这个就是十字架的功课。
That is the lesson of the cross.
这就是每一个基督徒现身今生在地上你要完成的事情。
That is what every Christian needs to achieve while we're still on earth.
你要跟圣灵配合的事情。
We want to work with the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣说，偶尔背一次十字架呢，还是天天背十字架呢？
So what did Jesus say? Should you bear your cross occasionally or every day?
需要的时候背一下喽。
or as needed. You carry your cross as needed.
是天天。
No, Jesus said we got to carry your cross every day.
我们这个老我天天都在那里活。
Because our old self is living there daily.
天天做很多的事情。不讨神喜悦。
A lot of things that does not please God.
对吧？所以这个功课是一生一生之久。
So that's a lifelong lesson.
它不是一个口号。
It's not just a slogan.
而是一个生活。
It's our living, our life.
这是一方面。
That's one aspect.
对你个人而言。
That's to you personally.
另一方面呢？
So the other, on the other hand.
你就要把这个福音怎么样？传遍地极，对不对？
So we need to spread the gospel to the end of the world.
你如果真的知道他是你的王，
If you truly know this, he's your king.
你得听他的什么命令嘛？
You have to follow his decree.
你如果不听他的命令，那你就你是王了，很简单。
If you don't follow the king's decree, then you are the king.
是他发命令还是你发命令？
Who is the one who issues the orders?
我们在家里面常常有个斗争。
At home, we often have a struggle.
就是丈夫跟妻子谁说了算。
So husband and wife, who says, who makes the final say?
那最聪明的人就是说，啊，丈夫是头。
So the wisest would say, oh, the husband is the head.
那但是他都是管大事，我只管小事。
But he controls the big things and I manage small things.
那但是什么是大事，什么是小事，我说了算。
But in regards to what's the main big things and what's the minor things, it's up to me.
对，所以我们这个从每一家都是有很类似的问题。
So every family has similar issues.
我们都在那里学。
We're all constantly learning.
今天我的时间已经过了。
So I'm beyond my time now.
对，但是重点其实是很简单的。
But the key point is very simple.
福音的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of gospel?
一起说。耶稣是王。
Jesus is king.
他必须是你的王。
He has to be your king.
必须是我的王。
He must be my king.
那我们只有执行王的什么？旨意命令。
And we are to carry out
the
king's decree.
这才是福音的目的。
And that is the purpose of gospel.
他不是救你，不要下地狱。将来上天堂，这个太幼稚了。
It's not simply not going to hell but go to heaven.
听得懂吗？
That's too naive.
如果耶稣只是叫你将来不要下地狱，死后上天堂，这个福音太肤浅了。
If Jesus only wants you to not go to hell but go to heaven, and that gospel is too shallow.
但如果你认识福音的目的，乃是讲到耶稣是王这件事情，就不得了了。
But if you understand the purpose of gospel is to realize Jesus is king, then that's a major, a huge point.
而不是用人的方法，乃是用什么？神的方法。
It's not through human methods, but by the way of God.
加尔文的难处就是他用了什么？人的方法。
So the problem of Calvin was that he used man's way.
那洪秀全就更不用说了，对吧？
And worse is 洪秀全。
我们低头祷告。
So let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你实在爱我们。
You loved us so much.
你也知道我们人的真正的问题在哪里。
And you truly know the essential problem of human beings.
只是我们自己糊里糊涂，我们认为我们可以解救自己。
But we're often at loss and thought we could save ourselves.
我们可以改造自己。
We thought we can reform ourselves.
主啊，我们瞎眼。
Lord, we're blind.
我们是瘸子。
We're lame.
我们立志为善，由得自己，行出来，由不得自己。
We make our mind to, we're determined to do good things, but what we do, we cannot.
这是我们人真正的故事。
This is the true story of our human beings.
你要来改变我们。
You come to change us.
但是我们却认为，我们不需要你，我们自己可以解救自己。
But we feel like we don't need you, we could save ourselves.
我们何等愚昧。
How foolish are we?
我们走自己的路。
We walk our own paths.
我们找自己的快乐。
We find our own happiness.
可是我们只有彷徨、失落与后悔。
But we wander we get lost and we regret.
我们的人生充满了各式各样的痛苦。
Our lives are full with pain.
主啊，感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
你来找我们这些失落的人。
You came to find us who are lost.
但愿我们每一个人被你救、被你拯救的基督徒，我们能够醒悟，真正的醒悟过来。
May all of us who are saved by you can truly awake.
叫我们做一个真正跟随你、不再走自己路的人。
So that we can truly become the people who follow you and not walking our own paths anymore.
照着你的方法，而不是照着我们人的方法。
By your ways and not by my way.
求你帮助今天在地上所有的教会。
Lord, help all the churches on earth today.
主啊，救我们到底。
Lord, save us to the end.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
这是你的旨意。
This is your will.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers, Lord.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.